The hows and whys of citrus tree root sampling will be explained by University of Florida researcher Larry Duncan during his presentation at Citrus Expo, set for August 13th through 14th at the Lee Civic Center in North Fort Myers. Duncan previews his presentation.
What I'll be talking about primarily is how to sample the root system of the tree. Usually people don't know a lot about what's going on down below the soil. I think one way to think about that is sort of when you go to the doctor doesn't just kind of look to see what he can see, but he does some blood work as well. So you can learn a lot from sampling your roots, and I'm going to talk about the best methods by which to do that.
And sampling for what?
Well, it'll be sampling for a lot of things. First of all, for the root density themselves and for the symptoms that you can see on roots. For example, if you have a shovel and you have sting nematode in your grove, you can see that you have stubby roots on the tips of the feeder roots. If you are pushing up trees, you can wash the structural root system off, and you can see how bad the damage due to diaprepes is in your grove if you happen to have diaprepes problems.
Growers who hear this talk should be able to go out and be better samplers?
Yeah, they should know a lot more about where the roots are, when the roots are growing, when the pests are growing, when you want to take a root sample, how many samples you want to take, what pattern you want to use, and some of the reasons for all of those.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.